Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the DVD program. It's Demon Week, Halloween Week, here on the radio and everywhere else. But for us, we're not feeding those demons. Nope. Because in my mind, demons are not the ones with the masks and the horrible outfits and the ghoulish looks and that sort of thing. For me, let's see if you ladies agree, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, with demons being fear and anger. What we feel when we get ourselves out of sorts. For me, those are demons that are around, not just during Halloween week, but for some, they're around as part of the... I think, frankly, that the opportunity to study mental illness and how people deal with their demons would be appropriate during Halloween week, because there are a lot of things that go on sort of tongue-in-cheekishly, but some people... when I was a kid, I got scared. I always have been. I don't like to the moment we're in, I don't want to go see creepy crawly creatures in the movies or on television or read books about scary things. I just don't. Whatever happened to me, and I honestly don't know what made me so fearful of things. Yesterday looking at something, and there's a picture of a woman who's a snake charmer, and she's looking down the barrel of a python or something, and I'm thinking to myself, who in the name of God would want to do that? But some people can do it. They can stare down fear. They can, you know, they have no fear. But I think most people do have some fears, and some people have more fear than others. It depends on what it is. But I just think this week is an opportunity for us to maybe take another look at that in a more supportive way. Just my own thinking as we share our thoughts here. Jennifer wants to go to the realm of the National Broadcasting Company and what the news division is doing or not doing with Ronan Farrow. Did he have a deal with them?
He had a show on MSNBC.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, right. All right, so what's happened to all that?
He's got a new book out that's called Catch and Kill, which is why these stories are kind of resurfacing again.
All over the place. Yes, yeah.
And that goes into kind of the corruption and abuse in the media and the entertainment industries. Rachel Maddow got a hold of this and actually kind of took to task her leadership at the network. And the headline in the Washington Post is Rachel Maddow busts her bosses on NBC News. So here's the story. Remember back to when NBC News tried to torpedo Ronan Farrow's story about the sexual assault and misconduct allegations against Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yep.
Well, the news division muckety-mucks were dragging their feet, and he thought that that was kind of odd. They couldn't, you know, obviously they're all part of this conspiracy, but allegedly it was because the network knew that they had Matt Lauer and what they called the Matt Lauer problem, who was fired, obviously, for sexual misconduct. He now faces a rape allegation from when he was covering the Sochi Olympics in 2014. They felt that if the Weinstein story got out, that the dam could break. Well, it did, and Farrow published his reporting in The New Yorker. Now, there's another story of NBC trying to suppress another rape allegation. There was an essay that was published in The Daily Beast, and author and domestic violence activist Sillay Abrams claims that NBC News similarly buried her allegations that she was sexually assaulted by Extra host AJ Calloway and Russell Simmons. Both men have denied the allegations. In November of 2017, she says she told Joy Reid on MSNBC that Simmons raped her in 1994 and that Calloway sexually assaulted her in his car in 2006. At the time, Simmons had already been accused of rape, but Calloway had not yet faced any allegations like that. Abrams was optimistic that her story, which was scheduled to air on NBC and run alongside a print story that was published in New York, that could bring down her sexual predators. But according to Abrams, Simmons' attorney started to threaten NBC, which compelled the network to put the story on hold, even though Reed told Abrams that she had never done a story with this much evidence before. That was a direct quote. NBC subjected both of them to this elaborate, bizarre vetting process, as was described by Abrams, to turn over hospital bills and legal documents to try to verify the story. Now, I guess Joy Reid was told by NBC that she couldn't go to press with this. Now, Joy Reid hasn't commented on it, but certainly Rachel Maddow has, that NBC has been part of this culture that's trying to either avoid their... There's a couple of different things. Either they're trying to avoid pushing this into the mainstream, or they're trying to cover their own assets, if you will, because they don't want to have to deal with this publicly or in payouts. So NBC has got some questions to answer, especially now that some of their own talent, like on MSNBC, is starting to turn against their media bosses to get some explanation as to what exactly was going on in the highest levels of their news division that they were trying to to prevent the release of stories like this one.
Did they tell Rachel she couldn't have Roman Farrow on her program?
No.
They didn't tell
her? No, they did not.
No. Okay. Other people...
It all started with Harvey Weinstein, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. All roads lead to him.
Yeah.
And what they're saying, NBC responded, and they're saying that women are not silenced at NBC, but they by non-disclosure agreements, but they do make it a requirement that if they pay someone out, that those terms have to be kept secret. So they're trying to defend themselves, saying it's the payout, actually, that's secret, not the actual allegation.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the thing that's crazy is that Harvey Weinstein is still just hanging out. He's not in jail or anything.
He's spotted in New York City all the time.
There was a big story the other day about he was at a comedy club. He was invited to a comedy club, and a female comic who was performing that night saw him in the audience and addressed it on stage and was booed off the stage by other men in the audience and then kicked out of the club.
He's
got his bodyguards, he's got lots of other supporters still, so it's just, it's crazy.
Mr. Weinstein is a no-good bastard, that's the only way you can, an NGB, if you will. Let's move along to other people in the news. Remember that 19-year-old who was killed in the crash in England involving the wife of the U.S. diplomat? The family now is suing the Trump administration and the wife of the diplomat. The fellow's name was Harry Dunn. He died after his motorcycle collided with a car in England driven by Anne Sakoulis. She was on the wrong side of the road. The family now suing Sakoulis for civil damages. Lawyers admitted she was driving on the wrong side of the road. She told the police she'd go to the local station for questioning and that she would not leave the country, but instead that's what she did. Lawyers for the Dunn family allege the White House engaged in lawless misconduct and attempted to cover up what went on. The family met with the president at the White House last week, I think it was, wasn't it? A week or two ago. Their lawyers say they felt ambushed when the president repeatedly asked them to meet with Mrs. Sakoulis, whom he told them that she was waiting in the next room. The Dunn said, "No, we're not doing that." They'd meet with her if she returned to the U.K. She left and returned to the U.S., claimed diplomatic immunity, and so the rest, as they say, is history. The Dunn's lawyer said nobody is above the law. But you know what? They are above the law. The law doesn't touch diplomats. It doesn't make a difference whether they're American diplomats, diplomats from England, diplomats from any place in the country, in the world. They just don't touch them.
Well, but do we know what her husband does? Because I feel like... We haven't heard anything about her husband.
He's a diplomat in doing what? Yeah, that's a good question.
But what does he do? Who is he?
Yeah.
And how did this woman get all the way to the White House? That's what I want to know. Like, who is the husband? And because there are millions of diplomats all over the place, and they don't all get an audience with the president. So is President Trump friends with her husband? I don't get the connection
here. No, she was invited there specifically because the family of the boy was in the U.S.
Okay, but what's the diplomatic job her husband has?
I don't know.
But why did the president invite her to the White House? Why didn't he say, "Turn yourself in, you broke the law"? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Because that's
not
what they do with diplomatic immunity.
I don't think that Trump invited her. One of the other people who works with Trump invited her.
Okay, then anybody should say, turn yourself in, you broke the law.
Yes, either way, I don't understand.
But they didn't break the law. Because diplomatic immunity allows you to skirt the law.
No, she broke the law. No, no, no. You can, that's different. You can't murder someone. That's not true. And
of course
the fact
you
that
can.
She, no,
you can
no,
really
that's,
get away with murder if you're a diplomat.
No,
absolutely.
But that's not true, actually. And the legally, because she came back to the U.S., she has no diplomatic immunity anymore. She forfeited that as soon as she came back to the U.S. So she is now a fugitive and should be extradited to the U.K. and stand trial for murder.
Yeah, you have diplomatic immunity when you're on the soil in another country. Like I said,
right.
Both my uncle and aunt are diplomats. They've lived all over the Middle East, and so the diplomatic immunity is to protect them from being arrested for something
in
like when they're
countries.
In Saudi Arabia or Jordan or something like that. But once you come back to the U.S. and you're safe and you're on your own homeland, then that diplomatic immunity doesn't apply anymore.
But she didn't commit the crime here. That's what the missing piece is. She committed the crime there where she did have immunity.
I don't know.
But and immunity doesn't extend to this. I think this is going to end up in some sort of like international court.
Well, it's really you see what's done in order to protect. I'm going to guess most or many of the diplomats in the Corps are there because they gave a lot of money to whatever the candidate in this case maybe was Trump. I don't know. I'm speculating, but I know a lot of diplomats get their job as a reward for fundraising. And they are about as qualified for being a diplomat as my grandson is. It's 18. He may even he might be better.
He might be better.
Some of them, right? 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This hour, time for our musical portion, or maybe it's the musical potion of the hour. Reba is up first here, partnering with Spotify to launch her own podcast next year. The still untitled lifestyle podcast is going to feature Reba McEntire, expert guests discussing and confronting life's challenges, tips for overcoming struggles, and then how to create happiness within ourselves and others. That's a very important thing. Reba sees the podcast as an extension of her role as a storyteller. When asked why she wanted to do a podcast, she said, quote, "To be honest, I don't know that I did, but I've always been a storyteller. I've made my career out of story songs. A great podcast, just like a great country song, tells a story." So when Spotify asked if I would be interested in partnering with them to do this, I thought it was a great idea because it gave me a new way to continue being that storyteller. Sounds like a good idea. Reba says that there are several podcasts that she's appeared on or listened to that have inspired her as she moves into this new territory. She said, quote, "When we released my 2017 gospel record, Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope, I got the chance to be on the Jesus Calling podcast. I love those books. I think they made a fantastic podcast. I've also been a part of Oprah's Masterclass podcast, which is another great one. Most recently, I've been listening to podcasts with connections like the new Dolly Parton's America. Given that McEntire plans to give life advice, she says that her best tip on living one's best life is as old as time. Treat others like you want to be treated. The golden rule, right?" I think that's a very important thing. She's a pretty smart cookie and gets it and has a... I've always been impressed kind of with her. So that's the Reba story. Now let's turn to another more newly shaped icon, but certainly Miranda Lambert has made her way into country music history. She's going to dissect her new album, Wild Card, in an Apple Music film. This Friday, she's going to release her seventh studio album called Wildcard. And then next week, Apple Music is releasing an original short film that shows what it was like to be in the room making this. Why wouldn't they make a music video out of it? Is that what this is?
Well, it's more of a documentary, so you get more than just a video.
All right, is that going to be popular? Is she popular enough that people will actually flood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. A teaser for Behind Miranda Lambert's Wild Card shows Lambert discussing her roots, laying down tracks in the studio, and hitting the stage. I actually think people love to see this stuff. I think one of the great things out of a movie is to see at the end of the movie the sort of outtakes from the movie. If it's a funny movie, it's a lot of
fun. Yeah, and I mean, you love that country documentary that's talking all about the country artists. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to watch on YouTube or just on TV is the behind the scenes of musicians I like. Because you get to see the process and what their inspiration was for songs, and just kind of gives you more of a look into who they are as people.
I think it also is something we've been talking about this for years. We should have a behind-the-scenes podcast or what goes on behind the scenes on this program. I think people would love to listen to the two of you or the three of you talking behind my back. Okay, let's see. What else have we got here? Miranda sits down for on-camera interviews where she dissects what she's attempting to do with the album, follows her singer-songwriter album, The Weight of These Wings, tries to get back to a more eclectic electric sound, and so she goes on by saying, country is what I do. It's who I am. It literally seeps out of my pores. There's a new song called Locomotive.
This is one I like. Way Too Pretty for Prison.
Yeah. There you go. Wild Card arrives November 1st. So there you go. All comes out in the wash. 28 after the hour.
I ain't Louise, but if we ask them, they both agree we should put him through it. He cheated. He's a villain. So let's hire somebody to kill him.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The iPhone and iPad have been game changers, for sure, but despite their successes, both devices have limitations, like no USB ports, for example, and there's no way to connect a keyboard or a mouse. But that's where the DoBox Mini comes in. It's a 7-in-1 adapter for your iOS device. Gabor Dooley explains what it does.
So, DoBox Mini is a wireless hub for iPad and iPhone. So, for example, you have a file on a flash drive and you want to open it on your iPhone. So you will just get a DoBox or DoBox Mini. You put in the flash drive into the USB port, open the DoBox app on your iPhone, and then you can see the files.
Check it out at DoBox.com. That's DoBox.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton won't meet with the House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry without a subpoena. Bolton is openly sparring with the administration about its approach toward Ukraine. Tim Morrison, a Russian expert brought on to the National Security Council by Bolton, has now resigned a day before he's scheduled to meet in private with the committees. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution outlining the next phase in the inquiry. Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern.
Let there be no doubt that as much as this president flaunts the Constitution, we are going to protect it. We will stand up for the Constitution and defend the rule of law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
They've denied President Trump basic due process rights and are cutting his counsel out of the process
in an unprecedented way.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at eAuto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5 star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the DJV program. How do you do? Well, I hope. The idea here is to bring you up to date on what's going on. Jennifer does a great job of that, as does Victoria. And Kara, with her insightful comments, helps us all to put things into perspective. I'm Doug Steffen, and I have my own way of looking at things, as you may have noticed. Some people think that they're on the target, and some people think they're strange. It's okay. It depends on your point of view. I happen to like my points of view most of the time. That's why I express them. Hello. Ding, da, da, ding, da, da, ding, da, da, ding. So, as we begin to focus again in this half hour on some people in the news, I have a place in my heart for Joe Biden, and I'm not sure where in my heart it is. I find that some of the things, I mean, he's like a lot of other politicians that have been around a long time, have the same exposure to things that may have happened. When you live a long time and you experience things in the same field, I think that you're bound to come up with a trail. There's a trail that follows him because of his experiences, whether it's good or bad, whether you think he's too old, whatever it is. This kind of thing, and I would ask, I don't have to say what I'm thinking because you can hear my tone when it comes to this sort of thing. I find it just another reason for people, in my way of thinking, to to question what is the value of the church. And so, Victoria, you want to tell us the story about
sure.
Joe Biden at this church in South Carolina?
Yeah, he was denied communion on Sunday at a Catholic church in South Carolina where he was visiting, and the priest, Father Robert Morey, who was the pastor at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Florence, South Carolina, said he denied Joe Biden communion because any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself or herself outside of church teaching. And so Biden, this story kind of went viral. Joe Biden was asked about it when he was on MSNBC. He declined to talk about it. He said, "I'm not going to discuss that. That is just my personal life."
Good.
He said that he would seek to codify Roe v. Wade, which would protect that abortion right from the lot of legal challenges happening right now in red states. Biden in 2012, as a vice presidential candidate, or during the debate, he said that he personally opposes abortion, but he said, quote, "I do not believe we have a right to tell women that they can't control their body. It's a decision between them and their doctor."
That's exactly what I feel. Exactly the same. I put it the same, use exactly the same words. I don't believe in it. It wouldn't be something I do in my life, but my life and your life are not intertwined. It's none of your business. And it's any more than it's any of my business what you do. And the fact that these egotistical maniacs, I think that it's their right to tell people what to do. You can have strong feelings and you can say, "I believe this is the case." But how dare you want to instruct somebody as to how to live their lives unless it's outside of the law?
Well, the thing that's interesting, now Joe Biden's not the first person this has happened to. John Kerry was also back in 2004, Cardinal Raymond Burke, who was from St. Louis, he was the archbishop there. He said he would not give communion to John Kerry. He was also running for the president. He was a Democratic presidential nominee back then. And then in most recently, in 2016, Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia, who was Hillary's running mate, he also faced a lot of, he's Irish, Catholic, and was also facing similar backlash from the church. And in recently, in 2008, Bishop John Francis Martino of Joe Biden's hometown, Scranton, Pennsylvania, said that he would also deny communion to Joe Biden over his support for abortion rights. Yeah. The thing that's interesting to me about this, I understand the church's teachings. I was baptized Catholic. I get it. But it's not like this is a woman who, Joe Biden is just a man who has not performed nor had an abortion. So I don't understand.
But would support legislation to make it legal.
We've got a separation of church and state, and that's first and foremost. So that's,
with church,
if you're a woman saying, "I'm Catholic, but I had an abortion," and you're very, open about it, I can understand a priest or an archbishop saying, "We're denying you communion." It's the same if you're divorced. You're not supposed to receive communion either if you're a divorcee and you're Catholic. I understand that part of it because you've actually, quote-unquote, broken a rule. But to deny someone over a thought or what might happen in the future, that's very Minority Report here, and that's kind of where I'm very against this.
Yeah, as a Catholic, I am against it only because I think if you started looking at everybody who goes to church and you started denying communion based on what everybody does in their everyday life, no one would be getting communion. So in that respect, I think it was probably a political statement by the priest, and it's his right to do that, I suppose, in his position, but I don't necessarily support it, even though I totally disagree with Joe Biden on abortion. But something that you said, Doug, is really at the crux of the issue. And the issue is, you said, unless it's outside the law. Well, most people who take issue with this believe that women who have abortions are committing murder. They are taking a life. And so it really is up to it's up to where you believe life begins. Just because a life is living within a woman, is that an independent life or is it the woman? That's the debate. And so some people really believe that these women are breaking the law. And I think that's what you have to understand and take into consideration
what
when
I understand
talking about abortion issues.
Okay, so here's what I understand. As a man, I don't hold with it. If I were involved with somebody and I was the cause of them getting pregnant, I'd try to make it easy for them, if I could, to carry the baby through and have it adopted. What I find most troubling here is the complete hypocrisy of the Catholic Church and the rendering of what is supposedly is ethics and morality when they are steeped still in the horrors of what priests have done. There's a pedophile priest in Framingham where I live that just got fired on Saturday because of an incident that took place. He's been at this church for 32 years, and it turns out that back in the 80s, he was having all kinds of things with the altar boys and priests, and it was covered up. I find the Catholic Church has absolutely no moral grounds for any pronouncements on anything, as far as I'm concerned, because of stuff like that.
Of course they do. You can't. I mean, that's.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. They don't with me. They can with you.
Well, that's fine, but they didn't before. They didn't before. But of course they have moral grounds. They're actually. I mean, they're a religion, unless you just take apart the Catholic Church.
So what? Religion's not. Look at
anymore.
If that's the case, then you hold with the way some of these nutbirds that are Muslims take the word of the Quran and slaughter
people. Yeah, and I think
people.
That people still have the right to be Muslim.
Not all Muslims are like that.
Exactly, that's the point. So when you say that they don't have any moral standing, some of them do.
And
I understand the cover-up. That's fine. You don't like any religion, and that's fine. That's your point of view. But to make a statement like that it would be the same thing if I said, well, I don't like extreme Islamic terror, so I don't think that any Muslim should have the right to practice that religion. That's not what we do in this country.
I didn't say they didn't have the right to practice their religion. I just think you said it better than anybody else, that if you really applied the rules, no one would get communion. Because everybody does things that are outside. So you take this one circumstance, which is serious to be sure, but you take this one circumstance and you use that as a bellwether for whether people get communion. Nah. It's not. I don't even know why you'd bother to go to church, frankly. They believe in it for whatever the reason. I didn't even know Joe Biden was Catholic, and I don't really care.
Really?
No. Didn't pay. I don't. That's not my wheelhouse. I don't go.
Right, and I think people's religion should be private anyway.
Very much.
So. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's none of my business what his beliefs are. It's none of my business what your beliefs are. You'll never hear me criticize you for your beliefs, but I criticize the beliefs. And I think that's I'm entitled to under.
It's almost
what is
the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it may be, but you and I love each other, and I would never.
Oh no! For sure.
And that's just it.
That we just have to be respectful that there's a large number of people who have these beliefs, whether you like them or not. And to be honest, as a Catholic, they've actually done a lot. The fact that priest was fired in your town is indicative of what the church, at least in America, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but at least here, they've been really trying to get serious about this problem. So was it too late? Yes. Is it unacceptable what they did 20 years ago?
No,
absolutely. But at least they're trying to clean it up now and put some light on it.
You know, this is where government this is really a good example of what Dave Chappelle said in his acceptance speech the other night. And when he got the Mark Twain Award, he was talking about First Amendment. He said something. It was the way he said it. That for the First Amendment is first for a reason. And it is. People need to, and there are people that are listening to this right now who want to turn the radio off, want to have me taken off of stations, because they don't agree with my point of view. Well, you know what? Screw you if you don't agree with my point of view. You can have your point of view. I don't say you can't have your point of view. You can have a discussion. You can have an argument even. But to say that I don't have a right to express my point of view, or you don't have a right to express your point of view, is certainly against what we stand for in this country. And there's a lot of that stuff going around. On college campuses, the college campuses in this country are loaded with people who do not want to hear something from the right. And they protest and they shut them down and they're disrespectful. I have just as much of a problem with that as I do this other stuff. The First Amendment, I'm going to remember this now. I like this. I've never heard it put quite this way, but pretty simple and straightforward. The First Amendment is first for a reason. It's the basic bottom line of what America is all about, and it's being challenged in a way that has never, in my opinion, not in my lifetime, it's never been this bad. It stems from political points of view. It stems from religious points of view. The lack of tolerance in this country for other points of view is, I don't use this word because I think it's overused, is scary. It really is. The fact that people can shut down a speaker on a college campus because they don't agree with them? What the hell is that? How do you teach somebody? College is supposed to be about having different ideas and embracing different ideas and thinking. You can disagree for sure, but to keep people from being able to express themselves, whether it's on the radio or college campuses or wherever it is downright un-American and unacceptable. Okay. It's 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Patients with a terminal illness who've exhausted all treatment options often consider hospice care. The goal of hospice is to provide and support the highest quality of life possible for whatever time remains.
Hospice is really a form of palliative care that is meant for patients in the last 6 months of their life. We have many patients who have been on hospice for longer than 6 months because they've done so much better, and some patients who have a much shorter time on hospice because their illness is advancing so quickly.
And it's more than just doctors and nurses. Dr. Jacob Strand says hospice care can involve pharmacists, therapists, and other health professionals, even social workers.
Who can help patients figure out some of the complicated financial arrangements that exist. What other arrangements should I make to take care of my family?
And Dr. Strand reminds us that hospice isn't a place, it's a service, which can be provided in a facility or in your home. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warren Eckstein here. This is pretty good. It's Halloween. Adam's family and Warren Eckstein, they go together like love and marriage. Isn't that great? Warren Eckstein is the host of the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend, all over the place. Got a great website, has a great attitude. He's a wonderful human being. So let's start off, as long as we did the Adams family, thinking about Halloween. What sort of dog, and the warnings that we might have for people and Halloween and things that can be done that ought not to be done to dogs. What's your primer on that, Warren?
First of all, let's talk about the Adams family, because Charlie Adams, who wrote the Adams family, was a client of mine. I trained his dog, an interesting guy, lived on the east end of Long Island, really? Written about his family, an amazing guy. He had a dog that chewed a bumper off a car that was worth $300,000. And thus Warren was called in to resolve the problem. Amazing guy, by the way. Big animal lover, too. A real big animal lover. Anyway, in terms of Halloween, here's my thoughts, okay? Number one is find a quiet place in your house for the dog. And here's why, or the cat. So many dogs love kids. They love people. They get along with everyone in the neighborhood. But, you know, the kid coming to the door is not the kid who lives down the block. It's not little Johnny. It's someone dressed up as I don't know, something crazy. And so, yeah. Therefore, a dog that normally would react kindly might react in a different way. That's number one. The obvious things, the chocolate, xylitol, all those things. No, keep the candies away. No candles around also. And it's important to remember what I do with my dog is, because everyone's enjoying the day, is I actually have a bowl of treats. A lot of people are trick-or-treating with their pets, so I have a bowl of treats specifically for the dog. So I give treats to the dog so they don't feel left out, but at the same time, they're not getting anything that's dangerous. And in terms of costumes, I get this all the time. I think they spent, like, I forget how many millions of dollars they spent this year on costumes for dogs. I just saw the number in front of me not that long ago. My feeling is this. My dogs walk around on Halloween butt naked. That's just my dogs, okay? However, if a dog enjoys being dressed up, I don't have a problem with it. It's the people that force their dog or their cat into a costume that they're uncomfortable with. If your dog likes being dressed up, hey, dress them up, have a good time with them. Just be careful. Keep your pets inside, especially if you have black cats and black dogs. A lot of things happen to them on Halloween. So just common sense goes a long, long way in keeping your pets safe and happy over the summer.
Well, but there are a lot of people who don't have any common sense whatsoever, as is exemplified every day by some of the stupid stuff that we hear about, talk about. So underscoring it, it does seem like common sense to most people who have common sense. But if you don't have any common sense, it's good to hit people over the head with that, I think, frankly, Warren. The fact that we celebrated National Cat Day, this was something that started in 2005 by a writer named Colleen Page. And her mission statement read as follows, Warren: to help galvanize the public to recognize the number of cats that need to be rescued each year, and also to encourage cat lovers to celebrate the cats in their lives for the unconditional love and companionship they bestow upon us. I don't think a lot of people pay as much attention to cats being euthanized as they pay to dogs being euthanized. I don't know what the stray cat numbers are. Isn't there a group, a band called the Stray Cats?
It was from Long Island, by the way.
Correct.
It's kind of interesting in terms of cats and dogs. For some reason, more cats, I believe, are euthanized than dogs. And you're absolutely right. People are just not as aware of it. And I think because there are colonies of cats and there are a lot more stray cats running around than there are stray dogs running around. So I think the concept is that somehow people, I don't know, people just don't look at the euthanasia of a cat the same way as they look at the euthanasia of a dog. For me, I look at the euthanasia of a cockroach the same way as I look at any animal.
Yeah.
But they don't. And it's interesting. It's an interesting concept. I'm going to have to do some research on that. It's interesting that they don't. And you know, because people that have cats love their cats just as much as any dog guardian out there does. But for some reason, people that, you know, it's people that have never been owned or lived with a cat that don't understand the relationship that people have with cats. People assume that a relationship with a dog is stronger. It's much more bonded. But people that live with cats, people that have cats in their home, people that let the cats that let people live with them, they have such an incredible relationship with the cat. They love the independence factor. They love the fact that the cat doesn't come every time they call. So I think a National Cat Day is a great idea. But there's just too many national days. I think National Frog Day. The other day someone sent me National Cricket Day. I don't know if it was cricket or cricket the game. It was some kind of National Cricket Day. I don't know.
Cricket Day. Victoria's found a list of the top names. You want to give us a couple of highlights, Victoria, dog names?
Rover.com has released the top 10 male and female dog names and of the year, and they're not that creative. So in the top 10 for the male side, number one, do you guys want to guess? Warren, you probably know. What's Rover, the number one dog name for a male dog?
I'm going to say Max.
You're absolutely right. You nailed it.
Really?
Number two is Charlie. Number three is Cooper. Number four is Buddy. And number five is Jack. On the female side, Bella, Lucy, Luna, Daisy, and Lola are the top
Daisy!
Five.
There we go. I got into the top five. All right. Well, next time, check out the pet.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.